Something is missing from the front lawn of Collingwood Collegiate Institute. A photograph taken in 1991 found in Collingwood Collegiate, a history 1857 to 1993, shows the prefects of that time near the sculpture. Photo courtesy of the Collingwood Museum. A wrought iron map of Canada that has sat on the lawn of Collingwood's public high school since at least 1967 is conspicuously absent from the school's grounds. However, officials are silent on what happened to the sculpture, where it went, and whether or not it will be returned. Collingwood sculptor John McCaffrey was a grade 10 student at CCI when the sculpture was built in 1967, as a project by senior students under the supervision of teachers Gary Miracle and Vic Charlebois. The sculpture was created to commemorate Canada's 100th birthday. At the time, there was quite a bit of pride in it, recalled McCaffrey. People were honored to work on it. Alan Truscott was a guidance counselor at CCI starting in 1970 and remembers the sculpture always being a part of the school and community history. For decades, it stood on the lawn. It was a celebration, said Truscott. I've always admired it. It's sad to see it gone. Students today should know what it was all about. About 20 students from Collingwood Collegiate Institute lined Hurontario Street back in 2021 to protest the Simcoe County District School Board's decision to withdraw from OFSAA championships that year. The sculpture is behind the students' center. Jessica Owen / collingwoodtoday.ca. When contacted last week regarding the whereabouts of the sculpture, the Simcoe County District School Board would not confirm whether they were aware it had been removed, or why. Currently, we do not have information about the sculpture available, wrote Senior Communications Officer Melanie Slade Morrison in an email. Given that schools are closed for summer break, we will not be able to get any details until staff return. CCI's principal Kelly Lalonde did not return multiple calls. However, a source from inside the school, who asked not to be named, said last week that the sculpture currently resides inside one of the school's shops. It was taken down by the last principal, Kurt Davidson. Kids were climbing on it and they were worried about liability, they said. I don't know what the plan is for it.